Dr. Kopinski dictating a supplemental report on January 31 on Arthur Drummond, D-R-U-M-M-O-N-D. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Drummond as described in my report to you of 3-10-21, but at that time he did convey having been injured before. Appear that he's involved his neck, comma, upper back, comma, and lower back. Appeared at the time of that evaluation, no prior records were available for review. Appeared you have now kindly provided them to me to consider. Appeared in the paragraph, according to the records now provided, he underwent x-rays apparently at a chiropractic office on 7-28-05. Appeared there. Brief checkoff form indicated mildly decreased cervical lordotic curve. Comma, narrow disc spaces between C3-4, C4-5, and C5-6, comma, as well as C3-7 left rotation. But there was also T1-2 left rotation. Period. Mr. Drummond conveyed to them on 8-22-05 that he was a former patient of theirs. Period. He indicated numerous that included numbness and weakness. Period. His symptoms had involved neck pain, comma, arm pain, comma, hand and wrist pain, comma, walking problems, comma, numbness, comma, cold and tingling limbs. Period. Dr. Miller of this office wrote a work excuse note indicating he was injured, he injured his neck and was advised to have an operation by Dr. Sabo, S-A-B-O. Appear the patient wants another evaluation and opinion. Appear please evaluate for nerve damage. Appear patient has x-rays and MRIs for your review. Appear and change that from work excuse note to referral note. New paragraph on 9-16-05. Dr. Neuner, N-E-U-N-E-R, another chiropractor with correspondence to Dr. Miller for an evaluation of IDD therapy. Appeared he presented with moderate lower neck and upper back pain radiating to the right hand and right leg. Appeared it started gradually over the past 1.5 months. Appeared it gets significantly worse with various position changes. Appeared about 3 weeks earlier, he also lost control of his bowels, but had not had the problem since. But he was having increasing difficulty with controlling urination. Appeared he never lost control of it, but did have increased urges and frequency. Appeared he was seen by Dr. Sabo, who recommended immediate surgery. Appeared he wrote review of the cervical MRI, revealed a, quote, severe disc bulge, end quote, at C4-5 with, quote, edema of the spinal cord, end quote, and, quote, severe central canal stenosis, period, end quote. Dr. Neuner opined Mr. Drummond was not a candidate for IDD therapy. Period, the findings of severe canal stenosis with the cord edema is what is troubling. Period, he's having some significant neurological findings, comma, especially bowel and bladder changes, comma, as well as significant reticular findings upon mild cervical extension. Period, he returned Mr. Drummond to Dr. Miller's office. Period, he advised him that if he had change in bowel or bladder function before doing so, he should immediately report to the emergency room. Period, on 9-19-05, Dr. Miller wrote another referral note for evaluation to determine if surgery was needed. Period. New paragraph, a later calendar note from this facility indicates the petitioner was seen there again on 4-1-08 because of lower back pain. Period, it started about 3 weeks ago and then got worse about 2 days ago when it started radiating into his left leg. Period. He tried to go to the gym 3 weeks ago and felt a stiffness in his hip. Period. He admitted to previous chiropractic care several years ago. Appeared he denied any surgeries, but admitted to a referral to the pain specialist. Period. He denied any prior spinal problems, notwithstanding the documentation to the contrary. Period. He was initiated on chiropractic care running through 4-3-08, which is the last date of their submitted documentation. Period. New paragraph. On 8-23-05, Mr. Drema was evaluated neurosurgically by Dr. Sabo. Period. He stated about 3 weeks ago he had this spontaneous onset of numbness and paresthesias in the right arm. Period. After work, he went to the beach, and while he was getting out of the water, he began to notice that he was dragging his right leg and was having weakness of the right arm. Period. The next day, he was seen by Dr. Gaines, G-A-I-N-E-S, who ordered x-rays and an MRI of the cervical spine and was sent urgently for neurosurgical consultation. Period. At that juncture, he had no physical therapy or epidural steroid injections. Period. He denied any prior neck or back surgery, but had chiropractic consultation the previous day. Period. His only history of injury was a motor vehicle accident in 1993, from which he had some neck and back pain. Period. This was treated with physical therapy, resulting in no long-term complaints. Period. Parasurgical history was remarkable for left-hand tendon surgery. Period. After his examination and formal review of the MRIs that will be inserted here, Dr. Sabo diagnosed cervical herniated disc, comma, cervical radiculopathy, comma, and cervical myelopathy. Period. He recommended rapid surgical decompressive, rapid cervical decompressive type surgery. Period. He did not want to proceed with use of a cervical orthosis that was recommended. Period. Dr. Sabo recommended myelography to decide which is the best way to decompress his severe stenosis. Period. New paragraph, however, on 9-13-05, he was seen by a neurologist named Dr. Abrams, A-B-R-A-M-S. Period. He offered an assessment of cervical radiculopathy and herniated nucleus pulposus of the cervical spine, for which he wanted to obtain EMG of the upper extremities. But he also recommended surgical evaluation and strong consideration of cervical intervention, given the impingement on the spinal cord and his clinical symptoms. Period. On 9-27-05, he did undergo cervical myelogram, whose results will be inserted here. Period. He returned to Dr. Sabo on 10-4-05, when he took note of these results. Period. He again recommended anterior posterior decompression with a C4-5 vertebrectomy, followed by a C4-5 laminectomy, with an anterior posterior C3-6 instrumented arthrodesis, and iliac crest bone graft harvesting, with the possibility he might require a titanium mesh cage anteriorly. Period. He understands the prognosis is guarded and that he may require further spine surgery in the future. Period. On 5-31-11, Dr. Sabo had him undergo an updated MRI of the cervical spine to be inserted here. Period. At the follow-up visit on 5-18-11, Dr. Sabo documented, although he was scheduled for surgery, he got nervous and decided against it. Period. He had not been seen in over 6 years. Period. About 2 weeks ago, he was assisting his in-laws with a move and had increased numbness and paresthesias in his arms, along with some pain into the right chest with some perceived weakness of the right leg. property was seen in urgent care, comma, given medications, comma, and referred for neurosurgical reevaluation. Appeared on this visit, he had no neck pain or arm pain, but had increased electrical shocks into both arms and across his chest and into the right leg. Appeared this is associated with weakness into the right leg, especially with overuse. Appeared he had some issues with his gait since 2005. Appeared he denied any bowel, bladder, or erectile dysfunction. Appeared he denied any peroneal numbness. Appeared he's currently taking oxycodone, but none in the last week. Appeared he had chiropractic evaluation in the past, but none recently. Appeared history is remarkable for a 1993 motor vehicle accident, resulting in neck and low back pain, as previously described. Appeared on this visit, Dr. Sabo diagnosed history of cervical spondylitic stenotic myelopathy with cord contusion by MRI and significant cord compression and stenosis have been canceled. Planned surgery back in 2005 with increase in neurologic symptoms. Period. They agreed to pursue a new cervical spine MRI. Period. The cervical MRI was done on 5/31/11 and compared to a prior study of 8/22/05. Those results will be inserted here. Period. On new paragraph on 6/7/11, he returned to Dr. Sabo to review these results. Period. He then rendered diagnoses of cervical spondylosis, comma, cervical disc osteophyte complexes with cord compression and cord contusion, comma, as well as cervical herniated disc with cervical radiculopathy. Period. They again discussed treatment options, including surgery on the neck that would be extended to C7, period. The doctor would favor proceeding with non-fusion type surgery with a laminectomy from C3-7 as he does have some natural lordosis still in his neck. Period. They discussed the prognosis and risk of pursuing surgical intervention. Period. He was going to call the office once he spoke with his wife and decided if he would like to proceed with surgery. Period. New paragraph. He underwent numerous laboratory studies on the dates described. Period. These involved blood tests. Period. He underwent a drug test on 3/15/16 that was positive for amphetamines in the urine. Period. He also had hepatitis C testing through 5/11/16. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Drummond was seen by a gastroenterologist on 9/11/15. Period. He had been diagnosed with hepatitis C, but he was also having some issues with his bowels. Period. He had a colonoscopy 6 years ago and had a polypectomy bleed requiring two unit transfusion. Period. He has had several colonoscopies and polypectomies. Period. He thinks he obtained this 30 years ago while using intravenous drugs and had been clean since 1987. Period. He had not been using any drugs, comma, alcohol, comma, or marijuana since 1987. Period. He was having some urgency to his bowels with occasional blood in the stool. Period. He has watery stools, and when this is happening, he will have normal stool in between times. Period. He has never had his hepatitis treated before. Period. Make that physician assistant. Thompson ordered various laboratory studies and colonoscopy. Period. He did undergo colonoscopy on 9/17/15 to be inserted here. Period. He then had an abdominal ultrasound on 9/23/15 to be inserted here. Period. 31-17, the antibody cask into the abdomen and liver. At the referral of nurse practitioner Thompson, period. Mr. Drummond went to the emergency room on 12-28-17 with an abrasion and contusion that occurred just prior to arrival, period. He was diagnosed with a scalp abrasion and contusion after being accidentally struck by a falling object. He was then treated and released. Period on 2-12-18, he was seen at Atlantic Care Occupational Health. Period. They gave a diagnosis of right index finger laceration and contusion. Opining he was able to return to work without restrictions. Period. He was seen at this facility again on 6-12-19, where he was diagnosed with a lumbar strain. Period. The date of injury was 6-4-19. Period. He followed up at the gastroenterology group through 5-1-17. Period. They noted in March of 2016, he started taking Viekira, V-I-E-K-I-R-A, for his hepatitis C. Period. He also has cirrhosis of the liver and was overdue for HCC screening. Period. He discontinued his use of Viekira a few months ago. Period. They noted the results of his liver biopsy from 5-1-17, showing features suggestive of cirrhosis. Period. Given his thrombocytopenia, the interpreting physician or physician assistant wrote, given his thrombocytopenia, she suspects he had cirrhosis. Period. He was moving to New Jersey in the next month. Period. He was going to reestablish treatment with the appropriate provider at that time. Period. The paragraph findings and conclusions. It is now abundantly clear that Mr. Drummond did in fact have severe spinal issues well before the event of 7-28-19. Period. He had been told he had been diagnosed several years ago with cervical myelopathy, but Dr. Sable recommended urgent surgical intervention that the petitioner deferred. Period. This went back to 2005, but he also was seen by a chiropractor and neurologist. Period. He underwent a preoperative cervical myelogram on 9/27/05 to be inserted here. Period. He also concurrently was being treated for hepatitis C. Period. He followed up with Dr. Sabo through 6/7/11. Period. An updated cervical spine MRI was done on 5/31/11. Period. Surgical intervention was again advised but declined. Period. In paragraph, you will recall that Mr. Drummond admitted to having previous spinal problems when seen here in March of 2021. Period. He did undergo several diagnostic studies, including a cervical MRI on 8/22/19, compared to a study of 5/31/11. Period. That paragraph will be inserted from page 3 of my prior report. Period. He underwent neurosurgical consultation with Dr. Glass on 9/24/19. Period. I believe he is the partner of Dr. Sabo. Period. Dr. Glass codified his history of periodic neck pain going back to 2011. That paragraph will be inserted also from page 3. Period. Ultimately, Dr. Glass performed surgery on 11-6-19 to be inserted here. Period. He had physical therapy postoperatively. Period. As of 11-18-20, Dr. Levin placed him at maximum medical improvement after completing his vestibular therapy. Period. He noted Mr. Drummond had not complied with therapy as recommended. Period. On 11-10-20, Dr. Glass placed him at maximum medical improvement with permanent restrictions. Period. Updated x-rays were done on 11-9-20. Period. They showed stable cervical spine x-rays with status post anterior fusion from C3 through C7, comma interbody spacer in between, comma, and no significant interval change. Period. In paragraph, it is evident to this evaluator that Mr. Drummond actually had regular intermittent episodes of neck pain with radicular complaints all the way back to 2005, where these often flared up without any precipitating trauma. Period. He had already been advised to undergo significant surgery in 2005. Period. The event of 7/28/19 would not have been expected to result in permanent aggravation of his underlying condition for which he had already been advised to undergo surgery. Period. He did undergo surgery on 11-6-19, per this addressed abnormalities that had been detected years earlier. Period. Taking all this information into consideration, my opinions relative to permanency and causation are the same as those marked on page 10. Period. And that is the end.